All right, so I sent you some audio today that we need to discuss because, first of all, I know that you're going to love it. And second of all, you know, it's our job to make sure that you don't miss anything that has gone completely viral. Like, this is blowing up on Twitter and Instagram right now, and it's friggin' hilarious. I've been laughing about it all day. I personally must have played it like 20 times. Mm-hmm. So I thought that, so here's what it is. Let me just describe it to you. It's a father and his kid. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but I think it's a little boy. So it's a father and a son in, I'm assuming, England, somewhere in Wales, maybe. They're British, or they're from the British Isles. And they're looking at, well, we think cows, but we're not sure, because the kid is trying to describe what he's seeing, and the father is perplexed. Here they are.
Where are the wolves? Where are they? What?
Cunts.
Where are they?
Cunts.
Where are the what?
Cunts. Cunts. Cheese.
Cheese. Where are the cows?
The cunts. Cunts.
Where are the cows?
The cunts. They're the cunts.
When were you in England? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, Cooper.
That comes.
And the father is like rolling his eyes and he's trying hard not to crack up, and he's shaking his head no. And the kid could not be any cuter than he is. And the kid's so innocent. He's just pointing at cows, but he thinks that they're called something else.
That comes. That comes.
Cooper hears that every day when she walks on the street.
Yep. And you've established that so much on this show that on our Twitter page, so if you follow us on Twitter, Cooper and Anthony, what you'll find on our Twitter page is that our social media person thought it would be funny to post that video and write... Pretty much. Is this child looking at life-size cutouts of our Cooper? Anthony thinks so.
Yes, very good.
That's
yes,
just mean.
Now you get ice cream because you're very correct. You... and cow would have been fine too. We would have accepted. We would have accepted cows as an answer, but that word. Exactly. That works even better. Thank you, little kid.
I figured you would think that yes, cow is acceptable as well. I'm a cow, and what?
I bet the kid's mom is so proud.
So proud.
I can't wait for church on Sunday.
Look, see, the crazy thing is, so now that video is out there. So when that kid gets older, that video is going to be around. You know, it's funny. I remember, like, before social media, the way parents used to torture their kid is they would make you... do like a group voicemail on your answering machine, you know, before actual voicemail, people had answering machines, and they make you do like a cute little, you know, something like, "Hey, it's Cooper. Thanks for calling our house." You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to torture me and to torture kids, what our generation of our parents used to do is leave that on the machine so that when you're in high school and your friends call up, that's what they hear. Hey, it's Cooper.
Still hear it. Oh, great.
And they kept it on there, or they put it back on because they were like little tiny cassette tapes. So my mom thought it was funny, like, pop that back in for when I was older, my friends would call the house and, you know, or like a guy I was dating would call and leave a message and be like, okay. I don't know what that was.
So that is your favorite video of the day. I have my favorite video of the day. So can you, there's no way to explain this. So this is, you just got to play it. This is a church.
Okay.
So the guy's in church and he's preaching. It's the preacher. He's preaching to the Sunday's people that are there. It looks like it's not like a wacky church. I mean, it's a huge stage, and I mean, he's mic'd up. There's monitors. It's like a real church.
What's a wacky church?
Well, the ones that hold snakes.
Oh, okay. I understand. I see what you're saying.
And
okay.
Things like that. So it's not a snake church where they have snakes.
Uh-huh.
And it's not, you know, one of those little one-room schoolhouse churches. No, this is like a big church.
Okay, got it.
So this guy, Pastor Greg Locke, he has a great sermon this day.
We got first and last names of six witches that are in our church. And you know what's strange? Three of you are in this room right now. Three of you in the room right now. You better look in my eyeballs. We ain't afraid of you, you stinking witch. You devil-worshipping Satanist witch. We cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your spells. We break your curse. We got your first name. We got your last name. We even got an address for one of you. You so much as cough wrong, and I'll expose you in front of everybody in this tent, you stinking witch.
There are six witches that go to his church.
And three of them are there.
You were sent to this church to destroy us. You were sent to this church to lure us in. You were sent to this church to cast spells. Listen, some of you been sick because you befriended that witch.
We're going to party like it's 1533.
Two of you in my wife's ladies' Bible study, and you know who you are, and we're going to ask you to get out.
Can you imagine, like, you go to Bible study, you're trying really hard, and there's like four of you in Bible study, and two of you are being accused of being witches?
And you got up early, you got ready, you put a nice dress on, you go to, so Bible study is before church, so it's early.
Right.
So now you get called out for being a witch.
Or I'll show up next Sunday with a stage full of brooms. And I'll give you one, and I'll fly your tail up out of this place in the name of Jesus. But we ain't playing your spell-casting, witchcraft, nonsense, sage-burning games. Everybody okay? The witches are like, nope. And your little dog, too. You're out, witch.
Did he see the Wizard of Oz? Is he talking about the witches from the Wizard of Oz? Because there are two witches in that movie. Is he confusing the Wizard of Oz and the Wicked Witch of the East and the Wicked Witch of the West?
With his three women that are in his wife's Bible study?
Yes.
How can you not? There's nothing I can eat. I mean, seriously. It's 2022.
Yeah, we need to hear from that little boy again. There you go.